The first golden rule of conversation is the most important, which is why it ranks where it does. Be interested, not interesting. I don't think it's a stretch to assert that most people prefer to be interesting. It certainly seems that way, doesn't it? I believe they behave in this manner out of fear that failure to do so will boomerang and impact them negatively. If I'm not interesting, then I'm boring, and so nobody will pay attention to me, goes the reasoning. Nothing could be further from the truth. From the time we were kids, particularly if you had siblings, it was constant competition for mom and dad's attention. Hence, the need to be interesting. Growing up with a kid sister, I'm keenly aware of this adolescent dynamic. Unfortunately, being interesting does not translate well into adulthood, unless, of course, you work in the entertainment field. But that doesn't apply to the vast majority of us. Neighborhoods, dinner parties, and corporate offices the world over are replete with shameless self-promoters. You know who they are, and they stand out for all the wrong reasons. Someone who is truly interested in the welfare of others will always trump the clown who is constantly saying, "Look at me!" Stop talking all about you, your accomplishments, your goals, ad nauseum. The other person doesn't really care as much as you might think, and more often than not, you'll be regarded as a bore. Instead, be interested in other people, and do so genuinely. Nothing is so transparent as feigned interest. Ask them questions. How are you? How are the kids? How is the job? In short, let the other person be interesting. If you do this consistently and make it part and parcel of your personality, people will remember you as a master conversationalist. When you leave a work or social event, everybody's going to know your name, and they won't really understand why they enjoyed your company so much. It's because you were interested in them. I cannot emphasize what a rare quality this is.